How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, my friend. I am so excited to have you join me this week on The Action After as we talk about Olivia Corrin's Action After, which was brainstorming your exit plan. All right, if you're someone who's been having that feeling fester inside you going, man, I know that it is time for me to depart soon, this one is going to be for you. If you've had that feeling, you know the next chapter is coming, but maybe you don't quite have a plan, you don't quite know what's next, we're going to spend a little bit of time today getting clear on what could that exit plan be for you and how can we start to go execute on it. All right, so this week in the Action After for Olivia, we have four Action After items, and the first one that we're going to start off with, well, the 0.5 one, is to get your notes section out, get yourself a pen and a notepad. And the first actual Action After is you want to ask the question to yourself, what would you do if you could do it and make money? All right. So if you're thinking about what's next and you're not quite sure, the question you want to start with, and again, this is the piece where you move out the logical part of your brain that says, oh, I couldn't make money in this, that. Take that piece out. Answer the question really simply, what would you do if you could do it and make money? Now, what I would encourage you to do is give yourself some time, maybe put a little bit of music on, and allow yourself to journal on this prompt for maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, depending how long you really want to go with it. But give yourself some time to answer that question and allow your brain to go wherever it goes. You may start off and you may go, man, I would do this if, you know, I could do it and make money. And then maybe your brain goes to another place, but allow your mind to kind of explore this question. And you're probably going to get a few seeds in there of what could be the next thing you want to do. But remember, all you're asking yourself is what would you do if you could do it and make money? Not how. We are not talking about the how. All right, you don't need to know that. So answer that question is the first step on today's Action After. And the second one is once you have an idea of what it is that you want to do next, you have some clarity around, okay, maybe I want to, you know, start a podcast. Maybe I want to do some content creation. Maybe I want to do something with movies, right? Whatever it is, you figure that out. The next thing you want to do is make a pro and a con list. All right, so what are all the pros of doing this thing that you could do to make money, right? Maybe a pro is maybe you feel like you have more flexibility. Maybe you have more freedom. Maybe, especially if you're stepping into the entrepreneur route, maybe it's that you're your own boss and that's something that's a huge pro for you, right? Or maybe if you're going to another career, maybe a pro is now you have a manager that you get along with if you have one that you don't get along with now. Maybe a pro of going to somewhere else could be a certain culture change or culture shift that you've realized you've wanted to be a part of in the next company that you go to. So maybe that's a pro. Maybe the pro is more income if that's one of the goals of what you want to do next. But make a list of what are all the pros and then make a list next to that of what are all the cons, right? So maybe a con is you don't have a plan initially, right? Maybe a con is, especially if you're going to the entrepreneur route, maybe you say a con at first is you have less income initially, right? Maybe another con is maybe you're going to have to initially do some things that maybe you don't love, right? To get things started. But ultimately, make what's the pro list of doing this thing that you could do to make money and what's the con list? That's the second Action After here. And the third Action After, which I thought was so genius on Olivia's part when she came up with, you know, sort of the Action After for today, is once you get that list of cons, so now you know these are the great things that could happen and then these are the things that could go wrong. These are things that couldn't work out. These are things that are not going to be so sweet about, you know, my exit plan and making this transition. And what you want to do in the third piece here is look at those cons and figure out what is your solution for each of those cons. What's your solution? So maybe a con, maybe let's say you're listening to this, you're going, you know what? on my exit plan is I want to go, I want to be an entrepreneur, and that's the step I'm going to take. And maybe a con is at first you have less income. So what is the solution for that, right? Is the solution that maybe you get a part-time job? Is the solution that maybe you find a way to convince your company to let you do part-time for a little bit so you have some income, but you also have a lot more time to go do some of your own stuff? Maybe a way to having less income is removing some expenses that you have, right? Maybe you live in a really expensive place. Maybe you have all these random things you spend a lot of money on. Maybe you go out to dinner every single night in the week. So if you're going to have less income at first, maybe the solution is some of these things where you can either decrease your expenses or find ways you can still make income, or find ways you can make income and also learn a skill. Right? One of the things we talked about with Olivia is maybe you have an idea of where you want to go, and at first, it's not going to bring in a ton of money, but maybe you can go somewhere and work at a lower level, but really also get income while you're getting a skill. So that's the third one, is figure out what are solutions for each of your cons. If you have other cons, what are solutions? Right? Maybe another problem, right, or another con that comes here is maybe you go, you know, man, if I had to, let's say you're going to go entrepreneurship route and you said, I am going to have to be the whole business, right? You go, I'm going to have to do sales. I'm going to have to do marketing. I'm going to have to be the face of it. I'm going to have to be PR. I'm going to have to be, you know, the product. Like you go, I'm going to do all these things. So maybe a solution for that is maybe look for a partner, right? Maybe look for someone you can team up that has complementary skills that you could go in on this together. Right? Maybe another way is, depending the way you want, maybe you find a way to hire an intern or get someone to volunteer for a little bit, right? There's ways that you can work around all these different cons that you have if you're willing to get creative and resourceful enough. But I think what you're going to start to understand ultimately as you go through this list of cons and you build out solutions is you're going to realize that this leap that you feel like you're about to take maybe really isn't as scary and as consequential as you thought it would be if you messed up, if it didn't all work out, right? Maybe one of your cons is, you know, I could fail. Maybe the solution for that is, okay, well, I'm going to give myself 6 months. And if I don't succeed in 6 months, I'm going to go back to the job I had, or I'm going to go, you know, find a similar company in that industry and I'm going to go back. I'm going to go work again. And maybe that's the solution for that, is you give yourself a window of time to really go for it. And you have that backup. But I think, again, what you'll notice is once you start to see solutions to the cons that you've created in your mind, you may realize, just like we spoke about in the episode, that maybe the fall you may have is maybe just 6 inches, not 60,000 feet, right? So get those solutions to your cons. And then finally, the step four of today's action after. And this step four is for some of you who you're listening right now and you're going, you know what, Stu? I've been thinking about this. I've been wondering. I've been debating this for months. And maybe you've just been going back and forth and, you know, do I do it? Do I not? The fourth action after this week, this is a sign for you. This is maybe the sign you've been waiting for. And the fourth action after this week is to take the leap. Take the leap. At some point in life, just like we spoke about in the podcast, you may have a nail that's sticking in your paw, and maybe it, you know, is a little irritating, but until it really hurts, you may not take that leap. What I'm going to encourage you to do and champion you in doing today is take the leap, because you are worth it. You are worth living a life that you love. You are worth waking up and doing something that excites you. You are worth taking the risk and betting on yourself. You are worth it. And sometimes in life, you just got to take that leap. And that's how you get to where you want to go. So the fourth action after, really simple. I know I'm talking to you right now. Is if you've been thinking about it, the fourth one here is to take the leap. All right. You got this. You can do this. Implement the first three action after items. So when you take the leap, you're much more prepared. Right? Again, to go through those real quick. Number one, ask yourself, what would you do if you could do it and make money? Number two, write out the pros and cons. Number three, find solutions to those cons. And then when you arrive at step four, which is taking the leap, you're going to realize that you're much more prepared. You know how to get the solutions to the cons. You know what you need to do to prepare for this next season of your life. But ultimately, and Olivia said it beautifully, at some point you have to be willing to say, you know what? I'm worth taking a risk and taking a bet on myself. So number four, take the leap. I know, again, I said it before, but I know I am talking to you right now. So if you've been thinking about taking the leap, now is the time to do it. All right, that is what we got for you on the Action After today. All right, this is brainstorming your exit plan. If you've been, again, sitting there wondering, thinking about taking the step and not quite understanding how you could do it, now you can go brainstorm your plan. Go take 10, 15 minutes right after this and do all of the Action Afters here. Really give yourself to write and go deep in this. And when you do, you are going to build yourself a beautiful exit plan. All right. I appreciate you for hanging out with me today, wherever you're listening to this, whenever you're listening to this. And I want to say thank you for tuning in every single week. Or if this is just a one-off episode you've joined, thank you for being here and being a part of it as well. It is truly an honor to have some of your time to pour into you and give you the tools, the strategies to build a life that you love, find your purpose, maximize your purpose. And so I want to say thank you. And if you're enjoying it, make sure you subscribe. And if you're listening to us on iTunes or Spotify, if you could leave us a rating or a review, I would truly, sincerely love to hear from you. What do you like? What do you want more of? What do you want less of? And that is how we make the show better for you and make this a better experience every single time you come on. All right, so that is what we got for the Action After. If you want to hang out a bit longer with me today, we're going to have another episode that's coming up very, very shortly that is myself and a guest, and we will be diving into all of the goodness, which is their life. So if you want to hear more about that, stick around, and the next episode will be up in just a moment. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.